Our reading for today is from Acts the 8th chapter, verses 26 through 40. Now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Rise and go toward the south, to the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a desert place." And he rose and went. And there was an Ethiopian, a eunuch, a court official of Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who was in charge of all her treasure. He had come to Jerusalem to worship, and was returning seated in his chariot. And he was reading the prophet Isaiah, and the Spirit said to Philip, "Go over and join this chariot." So Philip ran to him, and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet, and asked, "Do you understand what you are reading?" And he said, "How can I, unless someone guides me?" And he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. Now the passage of Scripture that he was reading was this: "Like a sheep he was led to the slaughter, and like a lamb before the shearer is silent, so he opens not his mouth. In his humiliation justice was denied him. Who can describe his generation? For all his life is taken away from the earth." And the eunuch said to Philip, "About whom, I ask you, does this prophet say this, about himself or about someone else?" Then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning with the scripture, he told him the good news about Jesus. And as they were going along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "See, here is water. What prevents me from being baptized?" And he commanded the chariot to stop. And they both went down into the water, Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord carried Philip away, and the eunuch saw him no more, and went on his way rejoicing. But Philip found himself at Azotus, and as he passed through, he preached the gospel to all the towns until he came to Caesarea. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's Word today, we welcome Pastor James Jensen, St. James Lutheran Church, Bothell, Washington.
Long before Philip met the eunuch on the road to Ethiopia, King David, when his kingdom was secure, said in his heart, "I will build a house for the Lord." Now that is a noble desire, but it did not please the Lord. The Lord replied, "Did I ever speak a word of any of this? Did I ever ask anyone to build a house for me?" The Lord then said, "If there is to be any house building, I will do it." The Lord said to David, "When you shall sleep with your fathers, I will set up your descendant after you, and I shall establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever." The Lord builds the house. The head of this household, the head of this kingdom, is the son of David, whom we know to be Jesus Christ. His throne and kingdom shall last forever. With the resurrection of Jesus, the kingdom of the Son of David was indeed established forever. Now he rules all things from the right hand of God, and he is building his kingdom, which is the Holy Christian Church. Like David, we too desire in our hearts to see the house of the Lord grow and prosper. We learn a refreshing lesson in church building from today's reading from Acts 8. There we see the Lord building his church in Ethiopia, not Philip. The Lord builds the church, not us. Let us look a little closer at what the Lord is doing and what Philip is doing. We observe that Philip did not head out for Ethiopia. The angel of the Lord sent Philip to the eunuch. This was the Lord's doing, not Philip's. The Spirit of the Lord sent Philip right up to the eunuch's chariot. This was the Lord's doing, not Philip's. The prophet Isaiah, by the Spirit of the Lord, put the word of Christ in the eunuch's hands and on his lips. This was the Lord's doing, not Philip's. So far, the Lord is doing all the work. And here we see the Lord building his kingdom, just as the promise to David foretold. It is refreshing and encouraging for us to note that it is the Lord who is on the field building his church. We certainly need to be refreshed in this because across North America, we see declining numbers of those who confess Christ Jesus as their Savior. We see declining numbers in church attendance. Discouragement comes easily at such times, but that is wrong. Such discouragement is wrong, for it forgets that the Lord is building the church. With passages like this, the Lord turns us from discouragement, forgives our weaknesses, and sets hope before us. This text reminds us that he is the church builder and that we are wonderfully privileged to be a real part of his work. What then was Philip's part in this? His part was to teach and to baptize. Philip takes the Isaiah passage and leads the eunuch to understand that Jesus of Nazareth is he of whom Isaiah writes. Jesus is that lamb led to the slaughter who takes away the sin of the world. Jesus is the Christ whom the tomb could not hold, who was raised because of our justification. So we see Philip took the eunuch from the Isaiah passage to Jesus and from Jesus to baptism. Though the Lord himself is the church builder, he does not exclude his people as he builds his church. Philip's task in all this was to teach and to baptize, likewise with us. The Lord has given it to us to teach and baptize in his name. Just before his ascension, Jesus said, "As you go your way, teach and baptize." This is our part. We do this as we support the public ministry of our congregations. We do this in our families as we bring our children to baptism and instruct them in the word of Christ Jesus. We do this as we gather around the word in our homes. We do this as we go through life, conversing with those we meet in the exercise of our various vocations and stations in life. In this way, he has privileged us to be included in his work of building his church. That Christ Jesus has given these wonderful things gives us every reason to be of good cheer. With this cheer in our hearts, we are well prepared to meet the day, knowing that the Lord Jesus Christ is on the field building his church and has privileged us to be a very real part in his work of building his church. For this, we bless his name, saying, "Thanks be to God. Amen."
We thank Pastor James Jensen for today's meditation on God's Word.